put kitchen scraps in and different things like that. What did you call that kind of container to carry the pig feed in?
What do I call that to feed the pigs in?
That you carry it out there in.
Oh, well, I'd call it, I got an old bucket.
Right.
That I
bucket.
Put it in.
That's right.
And carry it out there.
And what did you, what kind of name did you have for that kind of bucket you carried?
Well, I called it an old tin bucket, or maybe a old water bucket.
Right. And what did you call this scraps and stuff that you'd have in this bucket to carry out?
I called it slop.
Right. We did too. Charlie, what do you call a pan that you fry eggs in?
Pan?
A pan that you fry eggs in.
Well, I'd call that a frying pan.
And now, suppose a frying pan has legs on it. What do you call that old kind with the legs, like you used to put in the
fireplace? Well, I would call that an oven.
Now, is that the kind with the lid on it?
With a lid on it.
Did you ever hear anybody call one of them a spider?
No, I never have.
What about something big and black that you had out in the backyard to boil clothes in or make lye soap in? What did you call that?
I'd call that a wash pot.
Right. What would you call a container in the house that you put flowers in?
Flowers.
Like you dig up some flowers by the roots and set them out in the house in some dirt. What would you call that?
Well,
you set them in a what?
I would call that an old bucket or can that I'm setting flowers in to keep them in the house to keep.
All right. And then suppose you had one of these made out of clay, you know, kind of the color of brick, and you potted some flowers in that to bring inside. What would you call that kind of container?
Well, I would call that I wouldn't call it a bucket, but I'd call it something like a can that I'm keeping and put flowers in. Now that's what I'd call it. I'd call it some kind of like a large can.
What would you call one of these containers you put cut flowers in?
Cut flowers?
Cut some flowers. You go out in the yard and you cut some flowers. And bring them in and put them in water. What would you
put them on the dressing?
What would you call this container you'd set the cut flowers down in?
Yeah, I'd call that a small fruit jar. You're cutting them flowers and putting them in there.
Now, let's say Roxy sets the table for supper. What would she set on the table for you to eat with?
What would I say?
What would Roxy set on the table for you to eat with?
She would put on the table for me to eat with a fork and knife.
And then if you wanted to eat some oatmeal or soup, what would you like to eat that with?
He put a spoon in there.
Alright. Suppose you put more than one knife there, what would you call these?
Well, I'd say, well, you better put another knife here. You got but one.
Alright. And suppose you didn't have enough of them. Maybe there's just one knife on the table, and you'd need more than that. You'd say we don't have enough what?
Well, if she didn't have enough, she said, I done put all on the table I got. That's all I got to put on. I ain't got no more. I said, well, all right then.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call more than one knife?
I'd call more than one knife, I'd call three or four.
Mm-hmm.
not.
Mm-hmm. If the dishes are all dirty, maybe, let's say you're at home by yourself, and you got a bunch of dirty dishes, it's nearly supper time. Maybe you say it's almost supper time. Before we can have supper, I'll have to have some clean dishes. And say I must trot the dishes.
Well, I would...